Hey, audience, audience. Actually, I'm waiting on my co-host, and her name is Misty, and she should be joining us very soon. So just please bear with me a little bit. I think we're gonna have a great show tonight. Again, my name is DJ KTE. And yeah, so we're talking about the bad boy syndrome. And I think a lot of girls and women have that. And in fact, lately we find a lot of older women are really into the young boy thing too, that bad boy kind of stuff. So we're gonna talk get into that tonight. So Misty, hey, do we have Misty online here?
Yes, I am. Hi.
All right. So we ready to rock and roll tonight. Misty, welcome. And we're live here.
Thank you.
You'll be talking about the
Good night,
bad boy
everybody
syndrome.
listening. Good night.
So introduce yourself, Misty, to the audience.
Hi, I know we have not been on for a while, but this is Misty, co-host for Christians and Sex. I want to welcome all those who are listening. We have a very interesting topic tonight. We'll be talking about the bad boy syndrome
All
and
right.
to see if any of our ladies out there suffering from this syndrome.
Well, I'm a man, so I would never suffer from that, thank God.
Yes,
But
Keith, we know. But maybe we can find out if you're a bad boy or not.
yeah. Yes, so we here at Yumi Radio, guys. That's Yumi Radio, and we got this WUMEDB, New York, and this show right here, it's going to be aired on that station and the time you'll be given as well. So you can also go there and check it out. We also have an app where you can also get everything from there, including all the shows and schedule and with the program, all the good stuff. So a lot's happening here.
All
But
right.
there's a piece that I was looking at from the Huffington Post. You know, Huffington Post have a lot to say, and when they say something, you know, it's usually a big deal. Yes. So the topic tonight is the bad boy syndrome. So we're looking at girls or females who tend to sometimes bypass the clean looking guy, you know, maybe a little nerdy, or sometimes he's not as edgy, you know, he's very well mannered, or you know, he's very into that you know, education, and he's not so rough around the edge. And so a lot of girls find it to be very boring. Is that true, Missy? Is that from a girl perspective, how would you respond to what I'm trying to convey here?
The bad boys, they are usually, when we say bad, we're not meaning necessarily those who have been locked up or in trouble with the law or anything like that. It's just that they have a certain kind of edge that we ladies are somewhat drawn to. They don't usually follow all the rules. They have a certain kind of swagger.
Oh, swag.
That,
Okay.
yeah, they have a certain kind of swag. They're, as you were saying a while ago, they're not so clean cut, and they like to take a risk.
Okay. Okay. So
And
Misty.
it's in,
not to cut you, but let me kind of go into this era before I even go further, because you actually wrote something that kind of inspired this program here. So that's kind of what I kind of want to refer to. So what? Yeah, and it was actually in the Royal Events paper. And that's one of our paper that we do here at UMI Digital. So I'd like for you to actually share with us what inspired that particular writing and so forth.
Well, it's actually a conversation I was having with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one of them that got into a relationship recently. And, you know, she was talking about, you know, her new relationship and,
mm-hmm.
you know, the different kind of relationship that she's had before. And when she was describing this particular person that she's with now, you know, I remember one of the other ladies were saying, but he sounds boring.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, what do you mean? You know, because he didn't like to go out much. He, you know, he stayed in.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of on the quiet side.
Mm-hmm.
And so she made a comment by saying, I like a little badness. So I was like, what does that mean? What do you mean?
Mm.
And, you know, in her explanation, because she was saying she likes somebody who is forward and exciting and, you know, has a little mystery. He's not too routinistic. He's not too predictable. And he has to have a certain kind of a thing where she can fix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a project. And I'm like, okay, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So sitting down and listening to them talk about this young man and hearing the other point of view from my other friend, you know, I said, some of us women, we do have that little streak in us where we don't necessarily gravitate to, you know, a clean cut guy, so to speak. And even in church and even in Christians, we don't necessarily look to, you know, a nice guy, so to speak, because there's a thought that there's not much mystery there. You know, just going to be boring. They're going to be, you know.
Mm-hmm. But Misty.
It's just going to be monotonous, so.
But let me just
where the idea came from.
Yeah, but let me just throw it in there for you, Misty. Mm-hmm. Someone kind of referred to the fact that bad boys make girls feel safe. You know, you think about cops and that kind of thing. So, I mean, that's a perspective. I mean, I'm sure everyone doesn't agree with that. But is that what you've heard here from girls? Or you probably have had that experience? Or I just thought of a bad boy being protective.
I've heard that, because they are strong and they will defend you. So if we are out, or if we are being attacked or anything like that, they'd be out to, you know, save the damsel in distress, so to speak. So it has been said that, you know, these kind of men are usually, you know, up front.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that you feel safe knowing that, yes, you have a man that will defend you.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter what, you know.
Missy, I'm going to read something from what you wrote. I think I want to kind of, if I can do that real quick. I think people calling it, I think there are a lot, this topic, I think, draws attention. I think people really have a lot to say about it.
Yeah.
And I think it's, I find it intriguing. But let me see if I can find your, I want to be exact because I like what you wrote. And I thought it was very, very, very good. I think you're a great writer.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really, it caught my attention. And I just want to read something from there. Maybe one or two of the passage. And why am I not getting this? Yes, it says, right? Yes, I can see it. It says, right? I'm trying to make it bigger here because I'm not that young anymore. I'm not 25 anymore. So you know what I'm saying? So when you're not so young anymore, you can't see nothing. It's like, good God. Yeah, well, there you go. I'm a pretty good guy. Actually, as a matter of fact, it's titled The Bad Boy Syndrome, right? That's what it's titled. And he said,
yes.
I'm loving this. You know, I'm loving this. You know, this is great. He said, I'm a pretty good guy into a deep with a very bad boy. I spent time. Okay, I'm a pretty good girl.
Oh, you're reading the poem. Okay, yeah.
Yes, I'm trying to. Yeah, but I think the computer said it's moving around so much I can't see it, so I don't know why it's just having so on mind of its own, but I think I have it now. So
okay.
It says the bad boy syndrome. I can see it now. Very good. Keep it still. I like that. I'm a pretty good girl into a deep with a very bad boy. I spend time, chat a bit, he hears on current affairs, listens for the sex. Communication, that's key. I like my face-to-face. He prefers to text. It's my occasional vodka. When it's his usual beer, I'm drooled up in seluxus and a dress. He's whatever he wants to wear. So I'll just leave it there. So this is really strong language here. Very, very... Yeah, what inspired this, Misty? This is really, really cutting edge here.
This came out of actually a relationship. I wrote this poem in 2011. And I think I was in a relationship with a bad boy. Meaning his personality, you know. And just thinking about a relationship. Actually, we were having a discussion on the couch one day. And... just how he operates. I wrote this poem from our relationship because that's the kind of guy he was. Mark, he's not my husband today, but that's the kind of he was. He was edgy, mysterious, you know.
Yes.
As the poem says, that's exactly how he was, you know. We'll sit and talk for a little while and he'll listen, you know, but he's attentive when it comes on to sex and he prefers his phone. He likes, you know, to text back and forth, but when it comes on to like serious conversations, like face-to-face conversations, he wasn't really into that. You know, if I needed to talk to him about something like really, really deep, you know, I'd have to take it to the phone.
Oh, you know? Okay. So
right.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you'll find that a lot of these fellows don't talk much. But I want to refer back to something I believe one of our viewers kind of pointed to or alluded to, and he was saying that sometimes the bad boys get misjudged. All right. And I guess sometimes folks don't spend time to understand. The bad boy and what, because a lot of times whoever we are or become, I think the name of the person here is I think Justin Lipstick, I believe the name, Jesus and Lipstick. Interesting name. Yes, sir. So yeah, so
that's cool.
You know, so he's saying that it's a shame that we're overlooking bad boys. Or we overlook bad boys, but I don't think we all do. and that we don't take time to know people. But I think at the end of the day, I think that you know, sometimes people are stereotype. Mm. Oh. Okay, so he was saying good boys, not bad boys. Okay, I'm sorry about that. So he was saying,
okay.
So he, I guess, he was saying, why do people overlook the good boys? Oh,
right. Yeah, because we think, when I say we, I mean women, think that good.
So sorry. I'm sorry, Misty. I want to make sure I have it correct here. Jesus and lipstick. I'm so sorry. I thought you were male, but to female. So carry on, Misty.
Right. I was saying that most women think that good boys or good men are boring, meaning they don't do they won't excite us, and they don't have that kind of mystery. They're kind of just monotonous, and it's just gonna be the same thing over and over. Whereas a bad boy, in quotation bad, will have a certain amount of excitement and mystery, and you know, come with a kind of a fire that you are always on your feet, which will keep you excited. So a lot of times good guys get misjudged that way, because it's already preconceived that you're not going to deliver that kind of a way, which is a bad way to look at it. Because you have men that are categorized as bad boys who are also misjudged as well. Because once you hear bad, you're gonna think that way, oh, they are probably womanizers, or you know, that kind of a thing. And you have some women who are drawn to that as well.
So I just think about Jesus lipstick point. I think about what the point she made about the good boy thing. Being overlooked.
It's a shame that they overlooked. They don't get time to know people. That's what I'm saying. Yet they are judged, because once they see you operating a certain way, you're judged as being boring. You're judged as being not enough.
Gotcha.
You don't have enough mystery. You don't have enough edge. You don't have enough swag. You know, which may not be the case. So a lot of times, a lot of good guys are overlooked because of that. So, as I wrote in my blog the other day, bad boys tend to be more assertive.
Okay.
And that's an attractive thing, because women like to be pursued naturally. So, you know, bad boys are forward, and they, you know, initiate the conversation. So we're probably, as a good guy, in quotations, maybe a bit more, you know, reserved, you know.
Or shy.
Or shy, yeah.
So.
Or passive, you know.
So Misty, why do you think so many females, after the bad boy, I guess, syndrome experience, a couple years go by, whatever, now they're looking for the good guy. Now they don't want the bad boy anymore. They want the guy who's maybe more stable, is more homebodied, is more family type. What's happening there? So that's is something that I think I've noticed. And so how would you reference that? Because I've seen where many ladies would overlook guys, Even in my own experience, I've had females who actually thought I was very boring. You know, I grew up in church, and so therefore, I remember, you know, being a little older, and some of the same females thought I was interesting now, but back then I wasn't. So, you see what I'm saying, Misty?
Yeah, because you know, I think once the rush is over, because women, once that rush is over, then you're looking for consistency, right? And yes, most times that doesn't happen. So with a bad boy, you know, with those kind of attributes, they don't usually want to settle down.
Oh, you know, something Jeans and Lipstick said something very interesting. She said once your esteem goes up, that tends to happen. You know, when it goes up, you kind of see things a little different. You come into your own, you're more mature. Right. I guess that's a part of it as well.
Right. And self-esteem. And she just said that good guys bring balance. And that's an important point, because, you know, with bad boys and the whole, you know, aura that goes behind that, as I was saying, they don't usually want to settle down, because they're in that moment, because usually bad boys know that this is the kind of thing that attracts women, right? So they have to keep that going. Now, if I get caught in that web, I'm looking automatically for somebody to settle down with. Now, that guy may not necessarily want to settle down at that time. So it's good for a moment, you know, it's good for the time, and, you know, it's been good. But once the esteem goes up, once the maturity kicks in and you want to settle down, that's where you're going to see the unbalance and the disparities. So,
in other words, the good guys, as thing, because Jeans and Lipstick said again, brings balance, the sense of balance that it brings to that relationship. Now, I do want to read something from, I think, is from Huffington Post. I thought it was very interesting. And there's a small part of it. Nothing too crazy. But they have a lot to say sometimes. And they do bring perspective that I think is very relevant. And it's titled, The Attraction to Bad Boy Explained. Interesting, huh? And it has he says, foolish heart, you've been wrong before, don't be wrong anymore. He says, remember that Steve Perry song, I so related to it in my 20s. Actually, I meant my teens. Okay, I admit it. Okay. My foolish heart fell prey to the bad boy syndrome far too long. Although I was lucky, some women never escape it. You know what I'm talking about, right? The passionate surrender to the serene call of someone who really turns you on and makes you feel so good, but who often treats you like a crap. Now, I'm going to stop right there. So a lot of females, like I said, they've been treated so badly. You know, a lot of times, I mean, I've seen it, I've heard it. And I found it to be very interesting how they take that stuff, you know? But I guess it does relate back to what Jean Lipstick was saying, that it has to do with your self-esteem and that kind of thing. And you're not really loving yourself or understanding who you really are. So now you're kind of going for the what seemed to strike you the most, you know?
That's right.
And guys, you listen to...
I want to take some time to shout out all those who are joining in tonight.
Yeah. Thank you
for all those who are pitching in with their comments. Dr. K, I see you. And Jesus and Lipstick, thank you so much for your comments. They have been awesome. Thank you guys for your input, comments and your posts. Yes, they are important to us. Mm-hmm. So, Roel, good night. I see you as well. So just continue to listen, guys. Arnie, you just joined. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah.
So, I think a part of it too is that society kind of puts them on a pedestal too. So if you notice, like, the stars in the shows and, you know, those kinds of guys, they have an edginess about them, you know.
Okay.
And you're like, ooh, yeah, you know, I want a guy like that, you know. He's rough around the edges, you know.
I think now that looking at this the issue of the bad boy thing, you know, I want to kind of say this show, you know, it's called Christendom Sex. That's the title of the show. And we deal with a lot of different topics, a lot of different issues, relating to relationships and the sex and just, you know, just how we treat these things, whether on a religious level or on a spiritual level. I'm not afraid to share my perspective where I'm coming from, being a church boy, so to speak, practically born in church and raised in church, and love the music and the family type setting and so forth. And we always start to, you know, to have respect and, you know, and to be gentle and so forth.
Yeah.
And so forth. As a male, I know for sure that I was a very gentle person overall. And I think for me, the bad boy for me wasn't the thing that worked. It was always maybe charm, maybe, or, you know, I was very verbal, and I think females appreciated that. I think that what you're saying is really, really important, Misty.
There's a saying that is always going around here. Don't take my kindness for weakness. And a lot of times, we women are guilty of that. So we take a man's kindness and him being gentle as a weakness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? And I don't know why. I don't know if it's the hormones. I don't know if it's something that's embedded in us. I don't know. But we just have a wild attraction for these kinds of things. She was saying it's the same kind of attraction we get for a man in uniform. There's just something about a man in uniform.
I've heard that too.
I'm guilty of that. Jesus, help me.
But well, I think I'll become a cop.
I'm so guilty of that. You know, just seeing a man in uniform, there's just something that, you know, goes off in your head, like, yeah, you know,
yeah. But I think at the bottom line, it's really a fun element to it. I think that really kicks everything. People like to have fun. And I guess people always say they're like people who make them laugh. So there's a fun element to it that I think people go after, opposed to saying boring.
Yeah.
There's a piece that I also want to kind of look at. And it says, why do women fall for bad boys? And this piece here, I think it's also very, very interesting. Trying to find the author, but I think it's a little great because I like to give credit to whoever write the post. I don't see the author, but definitely not mine. But I read it. I think it's very cool. He said, so are women predisposed to find men with dark personalities attractive? So although conventional wisdom maintains that women should beware of men who say and do the right thing with too much ease, they often can't help but find them utterly appealing. A study led by Gregory Lewis, Cater of the University of Durham, provides new insights into this vexing phenomenon. Research has revealed that more men than women possesses the dark trait personality traits and narcissism, psychopathic, and machiavellism. The hallmarks of narcissism include dominance, a sense of entitlement, and a grandiose self-view. studies overwhelmingly show that narcissism is greater in men, even across cultures. So we see here where the data shows in this study that I guess men with that dark and a very, I say very almost self-centered, you know, a lot of times, a lot of these men, they really act, they're very, very well kept too. They, you know, their nails are done and their hair is well done, and they, but they just have that thing that that comes out. So yeah, I see where, I can see that having an effect, you know, on, I would say maybe the insecure women as well, because a lot of women are insecure. And so
and Jesus and lipstick, she alluded to that fact that, you know, you, once yourself, it's a self-esteem issue, and, you know, we look for men to kind of affirm us, and make us feel a certain way. So these men usually, you know, carry off that. So you feel like, you know, this man is for me. He dominates me in a certain way. And he can protect me, and he, you know, he's strong, you know, which usually isn't the case sometimes, because sometimes it's just a front. Sometimes you have broken men hiding behind these kinds of facades.
Once you
get to know them, you realize how dangerous they are.
Yeah.
Because, of course, you know, these bad boys, some of them are attractive. Yeah. Quite a few of them are you know, easy on the eyes. Which attracts us. And then, you know, as I said, they come off with a certain kind of personality and character, which draws you to them. They have a certain kind of appeal, which draws you to them.
And Missy, do you think sometimes the fact that women tend to be nurturers by nature, and they tend to want to, I can fix him, I can make him better. Because a lot of times they do like the bad boy, but they feel like, you know, something, somehow I can make him act better, I can make him act nicer, but still holding on to that edge. So a lot of times they do.
Yes, and I did write that in my post too. That, you know, he's a project.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have him now, and I can fix him how I want him. So some women allow, you know, that nice, you know, because I'm nice, I'm a nice girl, you know, they acknowledge that, hey, this man, or whether it's my man, my husband, whoever, he has some flaws, you know, but I can overlook them because I can fix them, right? Which is not usually the case, you know.
I think Jeans and Lipstick was. I'm sorry, Misty, but I think Jeans and Lipstick was saying something here that I'm not quite sure what she was conveying. See if we can type it again. I definitely would be able to. To get it and let the audience hear what you're trying to share.
Okay.
So we get attracted to the good parts. Ah, okay. So Jesus and Lipstick is saying that we get attracted to the good parts. So even though the edgy, the bad stuff is there, they tend to look at the good part of the guy. Because, you know, every one of us has goodness out of us. And a lot of these so-called bad boys, they're really, you know, maybe in that moment when they're not in public, or, you know, not in front of their boys, so to speak, or, you know, their male friends, counterparts, they are very, sometimes very sensitive, and sometimes very, you know, very loyal, and sometimes they talk a lot, more than you would think. Mm-hmm. But in the setting when they're in public, you know, they give a front. You know, because it's an image that they have to feel, they have to protect.
They have to. So because of that, you know, sometimes we don't really see the underlying issues that they're having, because we are so blinded by the charm and the swag and, you know, the kind of aura they give off. Right? So
wow.
Yeah.
So the question, so isn't swag a good thing? Like
swag is a good thing, but I'm saying is it type of swag, right? That's what I'm saying. Type of swag. Thank you, Jesus and lipstick. Yes, thank you.
So hold on. Misty, you got me here. Now, yes, guys, thank you guys. Y'all are responding. I love it. This is Yumi Radio, and we are here. We're gonna make it happen. And we just love your responses, lady. So go ahead, Misty. You were saying something.
Yes, I was saying, I was just telling those who are joining in that they are free to call in. They are free to call in and talk to us and share your views and share what you think about bad boy syndrome. Is there a syndrome? Do you really think we can fix these men? Are nice guys really nice guys? And which one do you like? Be honest with us now.
I think people want what they want. Yeah. I think people want what they want and they like what they like. And it makes us so unique, and that's why looking at the world, I've seen tall people with short people, I've seen people who are very quiet. Like I've seen females who, you know, more like a religious type people, or even in churches and so on, and the guys that appeals to them, you'd be like, oh my goodness, you know, sometimes it's surprising, especially these girls who are not necessarily they have adapted to the church idea, but not the real, I would say, what do I really look for in a man as far as a man who was a leader in certain ways, or maybe he's a person who cries, you know, maybe like in church, or maybe he's very spiritual, he's very outwardly expressive with his emotions. And I think looking at that, I think that's where a lot of females, they kind of maybe overlook those things, as you were saying earlier. So it's a lot of dynamics here going on. I think, Missy, a lot of dynamics happening here with you know, what people like, what intrigues them, what motivates them, what catches their eye, what turns them on, so to speak, you know, gets their attention, and so forth.
Right. All right, Keith, do we have any callers tonight? Is there anybody calling in? Remember, guys, you are free to call in.
I don't see any callers yet, but they're typing. So I guess people, you know, these days, I guess people are big on typing, texting. So I guess it's a new modern thing, but I'm cool with that too. So I can read, I can see what you're saying, and I definitely can respond.
Jesus and Lipstick, I'm seeing your messages. Jesus and Lipstick saying that she tried to call, but her phone got disconnected. So I'm not sure what's happening there.
I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why. We should be fine here.
Yeah, we do apologize, Jesus and Mystic, but we, Lipstick, I'm sorry. But can.
She says try again.
Let's try again. We're waiting to hear from you.
Yes.
We're waiting to hear from you. Well, thank you, guys. Yes. The discussion is so robust tonight. JK, I see you. MC 2005, Miss Mentally Fit. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. Wow. We have an exciting and interesting topic that we're talking about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, guys. We are happy that you are here with us on Yumi Radio. Jesus and Lipstick says it's not working. I'm not sure, but we do apologize.
Yeah, we'll definitely look into that and make sure we have it working in the next time. Not sure why it's not.
Yes.
But we'll definitely look at that. look it up for you guys. You guys are really awesome, awesome out there. So someone said, if you can't talk, you can text. Thank you. Yeah, I think it's awesome. Yeah. So where are you guys calling from? You mind texting where you guys are from? What state? What area of the world you're from? Or a country? We're here in the States. Connecticut. Okay. That's Jesus and Lipstick from Connecticut. I've lived there for a couple of years. Pretty good. No, I'm back in the city.
All right. Well, I'm over here in Jamaica. So... Yeah, right. Over here in Jamaica, so we connected all over the world.
Yes, and we all
shout out to Connecticut. Yeah,
there seems to be a common thread, within us as human beings, when it comes to love and when it comes to connectivity and connection, and it seems to be a worldwide mm-hmm. phenomenon. How it all plays out in these culture almost similarly, where these just say it's, yeah. I think someone says where opposites attracts, it seems to be a very very prevalent thing in our world.
Yes, I heard that too. I've heard that too. Opposites do attract. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that
Jesus and Lipstick say that the bad boys are attracted to lost women. They can get over on them. Well, that's an idea. And that's a thought.
And how about the fact that bad boys too are persistent? You see, male in general are known to be the one who fetches, who goes ahead and hunts, so to speak. So you find that a lot of guys are very persistent, and scary enough, a lot of girls have actually gotten to bad boys because of fear. Sometimes they actually intimidate these girls to where they feel that they have to. In fact, on a serious note, there are places now in certain countries where they have what we call the Dan man or the Don in that area, in the community.
Oh, yeah.
And whoever he wants, he has his friends, he has the whole, gangs kind of thing going on. He's well fortified, and he has his gun, he has his own thing. And so when he shows up, he said, I want this person, I want that person. It's almost like out of fear sometimes. So that's another extreme part of bad boys who tend to kind of want what they want. I mean, that's not the main issue of the topic tonight. It's really about the edgy part of a bad boy, the way he acts. But that's the reality that many people face.
I think too, Keith, that the personalities that they have, it feeds their ego, because they know that ladies like these things.
Mm.
So it kind of feed their ego, knowing that, I can get this girl, I can get any girl that I want, because once I step out, I know I'm gonna get that girl or attract that woman or that kind mm-hmm. of a thing.
So okay.
It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really interesting.
Yep. I think so.
I don't think we should overlook the nice guys. The nice guys are out here waiting for the women to look their way.
Yeah. And we should do a show on that as well, and good guys. Because mm-hmm. like I said, many females do like good guys. It's just normally when it's later on down, when they're a little more mature, or they're looking for more stability, because women like security. And security when they're younger, opposed to when they're older, is a little different for them. Security is feeling protected physically when they're younger makes more sense. When they're a little older, security as far as financially and stability as a family makes a lot more sense to them then. So that's a part of it as well. I hear JK said...
Keith, look at... JK.
I think JK. Hey, what's up, JK?
Hi, JK.
He said, or they had an example of a good man and they are belled. It goes both ways. Rebelled. Okay.
Yeah.
They rebelled. Okay.
Oh.
Ah. So in other words, that's a great point that JK is saying, because now a woman has a good guy that she thought was a good guy. He did the right thing, but then he flipped on her. Flipped on the poor young lady. Now she's saying, you know what? Let me go to the guys. It doesn't matter anymore. Let me just go to the guy I feel will probably, because at least he's real in what he's doing. You know, whatever he's showing, he's being that way, and she doesn't really care. That could be another aspect of it too. So there are many angles to this bad boy, good girl syndrome thing going on here. Yes, guys, you're listening to Yumi Radio, guys, live here. And we're talking about the bad boy syndrome. And we're in New York, guys. We're in New York, the Big Apple. And the show is Christian and Sex. And what we do, we address a lot of issues surrounding relationships, marriage, single, dating, and, you know, even abuse that happened with a lot of people, male and female. These are issues that we need to address. I think it's important. And provide a platform where we can share, you know. We want family. At the end of the day, we can inspire each other. We can uplift each other. We can create a better me for a better you. So I think these are important things. Jeans and Lipstick said, bad boys are angry inside. And Lipstick, said, bad boys are angry inside. Well, I wouldn't say they're all that bad inside. That's, you know, but I do hear you, Gina Lipstick. But I think that it does can come across that way, and more than often time it does. But I think someone said earlier that you all want to get to, you want to get to know the person, you know, get to understand what the person is about. Sometimes people are traumatized in their past. They have had history that, you know, and so forth.
Yeah, probably some of these bad boys have been good guys, and it didn't work for them.
Yes,
I'm look at that too.
So the cut is Misty. Someone can try and call back real quick and see what happens if we can get this audio going. It might be a possibility we can have it happen. So, yeah. Sorry, Misty, for cutting.
Yes. Yeah, that's all right. I was saying that probably these bad boys, you know, start all bad. You know?
Here we go. I'm so sorry. I think we have Misty on the line.
We got it fixed.
Finally, oh.
Because my phone kept cutting off.
Here we go.
Oh, good night.
How are you?
So what I was saying is, yes, a guy that's had a bad experience, it turned into a bad boy. But that's because they're still angry. It takes men so long to get over being treated bad. Way longer than women.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Okay.
So they're angry.
So they're still all in their feelings.
Yes, and sometimes they don't even know it.
Oh, boy. That's a good point.
That's true.
That's a good point. Good point.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wow. So
you're saying that they need to get themselves fixed first, right?
They don't deal with the problem, and that's why they turn out that way. They don't trust anybody, right. And so they feel the bad boy. You know, the women will stick around.
Right.
And sometimes they get off because on it. Because this girl treated me bad, so I'm gonna take it on other women because he wants to, you know, how do I put it?
Yeah, lipstick.
They want to feed the ego.
Yeah, lipstick. I like what you're saying, but have you ever personally have an experience with a bad boy thing? Have you kind of maybe shed some light on that?
Have I? Yes, of course. And that's when I was in a bad place in my life where I didn't like myself. And so I was attracted to that.
Wow.
Sometimes you want women want to feel protected. And that's how we were built anyway, is to feel protected. The woman's supposed to be protected and the man is supposed to be the protector. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for that, especially when we've had past experiences with all types of different things. So we're looking for that protection. And sometimes we look for it in the wrong place, because if you don't know yourself, how do you know what you want in another person and what a good man should look like?
Oh, but you know something, lipstick. Can I call you Lipstick for short?
Yeah. My name is Ivy.
Ivy. You know what? I love what you said a while ago. There's something rang to me a while ago. You said I was in a bad place or a dark place. That's interesting, because now you're saying where I was mentally, where I was maybe emotionally, I gravitated to what that kind of energy.
Yes. Yes, I gravitated to the whatever my thoughts were at that point in time. I was attracted to people with the same thoughts, and I was in a good place. Oh, wow. Well, they definitely weren't in a good place. I mean, you're attracted to what you like, and what you like sometimes isn't the right thing.
That's true.
Especially if you're
so Ivy. I'm listening to you, and I'm here thinking, probably we have, as women, we never saw a good example.
I wrote that. We don't have an example. Like, yes. My dad isn't in my life, so I don't know. I didn't know what a good man.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right. Sometimes so
men don't know what a good man is, or what, because they didn't have a father, or sometimes they see their mother out there with other men because their mother are hurt, and that's what they see in their mother, and they're angry at their mother for that, and they take it out on every woman that they deal with after that when they get older.
Wow.
And you know the saying that says, hurt people hurt people, right?
Yes. Like, I have friends that their mothers were with different men, and they didn't like it. Boys don't want to see their mother with different men, and so they grew to be angry at women, and they basically hate their mother, and they subconsciously hate women, like, because they're still angry at their mom, and they think that all women are like that.
Wow. You know something, Lipstick, that's a very interesting perspective. What would you say, and it's funny because JK said, listen to me, definitely see your point, Jesus, he definitely, I think he's feeling your point there, and but what would you say to a young girl? And I'm not sure at the time how old you were, if you were like a young, late teen or early 20s. But what would you say as far as maybe an advice or an input to guide a young mind?
But honestly, that's hard advice to give, because if they don't really know and they don't have examples, they don't know what to look for. Mm-hmm. And the best thing I can say is start reading books on what people should be like. Educate yourself how to love yourself. Once you learn how to love yourself, you are not going to accept these things. So I would say, I guess my advice would be, learn how to love yourself. And if you don't know how to do that, start reading about it. Start reading about women that are successful, that love themselves. So some women are successful and hate themselves. So you kind of got to, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. You have to sift through.
Even though they don't like themselves, you know what I mean?
That's right. Wow. That's right.
So learn to, especially if you don't, if you have self-esteem issues as a teen, as a young lady in her 20s, if you have self-esteem issues, you don't love yourself. That's a fact. So then you can find how to love yourself. And that's when you're going to start finding people that value you and people that make you feel good. And you're going to start to know what it is, how you're supposed to
treat
it.
Wow.
Right.
You know, I like what you're saying. I really like what you're saying. And the thing is that I just want to just put out there for the audience, we'll be here every Monday at 8 p.m. We're going to be talking about different issues, and I love the interaction, you guys. I would like to guys have you back and just, you know, spread the word, because together, as we share good information, we can impact lives. And it's about impacting lives.
You guys said something about how about if these good guys are really a bad guy. Well, I was engaged to this guy who was a good guy. For 2 straight years, he did everything so perfect. And
wow.
In your mind,
somebody, most people can't go 3 months before they show their true colors.
He went 2 years.
That's it.
Well, he was trained. He was disciplined. And so he kept that up. And then when I decided to leave him because I caught him in a couple lies, all his true colors came out. I was in shock. Perfect guy. Like, if I started, let's say I started cooking and I couldn't finish, he'll finish. If he did laundry, I would finish. If I did laundry, he would finish. Like that. If I wanted something, I come home, it's there. Like, I wasn't missing anything. But this guy was never a good guy. And the thing is that I overlooked things that I saw in the beginning, because we pay attention to what they're saying instead of what they're doing.
You miss the red flags. You miss the red flags.
And you know what, too? And you know what? You never see the true color of a person. The true person doesn't come out until they don't get what they want. And that's when you normally see, when they don't get what they want, boom, there it goes.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I find that guys who come off as bad boys, but they cheat, they treat you genuinely. They're opening doors, they're taking you out. You know what I mean? And so you have to, so now you have this guy that seems like a bad boy, but his actions are gentleman like. So that is kind of tricky. And then those are the guys that treat you good, and you know, they protect you, and they make sure you're okay. They're guys that sometimes, you know, I have a friend that his mom didn't have good relationships, but then he decided, you know, he was the opposite. He grew up and turned out to be the opposite. He comes off like a bad boy, but he's not. He's a gentleman.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And he shows you his colors from the beginning. He's like, this is me. And it'll be the that you're like, damn, this sounds terrible, you know? But he's like, this is what you're going to get. You take it or you leave it. He's upfront about it. So you kind of get to, you have to, you'll get to, you'll know. Like, you look at their actions, you'll know, like, improve the person that they are. You know what I mean?
Yes. So
my ex, who was like perfect guy for 2 years, treated me fantastic, but he didn't treat other people good. And I didn't see that. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, I know.
And one fact that we don't talk about, and the great point you made, Lipstick, is that sometimes the reality is that the bad boy tend to be, to bring across the sexual experience more exciting. And people don't talk about these things, but sex is a big part of the psyche, especially in our world today. The what we expect from the love songs and the movies, and I think, you know, so sometimes you find that they go after that, looking for that great or mind blown experience.
It's,
I mean, many times they're disappointed, but they also find that when the real thing comes out, that becomes, it takes second, third, fourth place.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Again, these women don't love themselves, so at that time when they're having this great sex, they're taking that as love. You know,
Wow.
So they take that as love, like they feel desired at that moment, and then they get addicted to that desire.
Mm.
Even if it's not a great person.
Got you. So like I said, it was about our self worth, our self esteem.
It all comes down to
self-worth.
It does, and it comes down to how you grew up. Honestly, if you didn't have that love at home, you're gonna find it in places, good or bad.
Wow, and you know what I heard too. Is that sometimes there's something within the frontal lobe of human beings that when you make, especially the first experience, whoever that is with, that sexual experience, something snaps within both individual, male and female, and it's really supposed to make you become one or have that connection. So when it's a bad connection, oh my God!
It could be if she doesn't love herself and he doesn't love himself. That's
wow. It can be a long, long bad movie or a long bad dream.
Both
addicted.
Oh wow! So guys, this is Christian sex, and like I said, you know, I grew up in church. I pretty much what can be considered a good boy. I mean, I'm not a good boy, you know, but I'm saying, you know, pretty much in terms of just my, I didn't get into smoking. I never drank. I never got drunk. I didn't smoke. I didn't drink alcohol. I didn't smoke marijuana. I didn't do any of those things. I didn't go to clubbing. I was just a regular guy. I like sports. I like music. And that's all I really did. But I find that within the confines of a Christian church, which is where I'm coming from, and I can't be ashamed of that. You know, I talk to people like, you know, talk about love, and there's a part in the Bible that in Corinthians, it says, whatever things are lovely, things are just and pure, honest, you know, think on these things.
Yeah.
So I find my strength in God, my security in, when I pray, asking for wisdom and how to be the man to be to that woman, how to be a good man, how to be a protector, and He helps me. You know, I think we all connected to this great God who loves us, and that's what this is about. It's not just about romanticizing a topic and but it's about how can we now get out of some of these rut that we're in and find new ways, new tools, new roads, new inspiration, new illumination.
Interesting,
you know, to be better.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, go ahead, Alan.
No, I said, interesting enough, when I was younger and I was into God, like my grandmother, like, was like a really, really godly woman, and I don't mean just religious. Like, she never cussed, she never got upset. She's just so patient and out of balance. And so she taught me a lot about God. Interesting enough, I'm in high school. I'm turning 19, graduating, and I'm still, you know, I still have that purity. And I'm dating good men. And the minute I got away from the church, bad men, bad boys.
Wow. So guys, listen to me. I hate to jump in real quick, but we have a short time to end this program, about a minute or so. Missy said something real quick. You guys came in on board. Jay, thank you. Jesus and Lipstick, I love your comment. You guys are awesome tonight. Any word you want to say quickly, Misty, before we end this program?
I was just sitting here, and listening, and I'm saying, you know, and it's really kind of unfair, because bad girls don't get looked at the way that bad boys do.
Well, we're going to talk about that, too. We're going to talk about that in some upcoming. Yeah. That's going to be another topic by itself. You know, I love it.
But you know what? If these bad boys love themselves, then they wouldn't get broken women, and then they wouldn't be treated so bad.
That's it. Wow. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's it.
So,
there
guys,
you go.
We're about to close this show. We got to do it again. I'm so sorry we had to cut so short, but listen to me. You listen to UME Radio Live, guys. WMEDB New York. And check us out every Monday at 8 p.m. Something new, exciting coming on, and we're looking forward to a lot of great things. Guys, stay strong. Like I always say, guys, love, laugh, and live. Misty, thank you for being here. My awesome co-host, the one and only Misty, and Keith, THE, the entrepreneur. We're going to make it happen. Y'all have a good night.
Stay blessed. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
And love.